Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're now into hour number two. I'm going to get into the economy, huge North American and EU news, Big Brother information, jam-packed in the second and third hour. Also, we were hacked Sunday. Either way you cut it, we're being hacked off of Wikipedia. Mainline news is all being erased. Massive concerted efforts, all sorts of stuff happening to the network as well, and other networks. The Browns having shots fired. Just all sorts of, it's all out of control. WorldNet Daily attacking me as their lead story for 2 days on the Pat Tillman situation. We're getting into all of it. Right now, Marcel in New York, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Well, the name is Mario, it's not Marcel.
Okay, well, whatever, that's what I was told. Mario, go ahead.
I've been listening for a while, and I like the show. I think it's real good, but I think you exaggerate a bit on things, or, like, you make things worse than they really seem.
You know, I would love to think that. I laid in bed last night at about 1 in the morning wishing I was wrong. Actually, and listeners who really pay attention have seen this, it's generally worse than I say. So, I mean, but give me some examples.
Like you said, HR 6166, this was a while back, but you said that it overthrew 9 of the 10 or Bill of Rights in the Constitution.
Now, refresh my memory, HR 6166, which one was that?
I don't know. You mentioned it on the show, and you said it overthrew 9 of the Bill of Rights in the Constitution.
Well, I know I said that Patriot Act 1 eviscerated at least half of it, and then that we have the Military Commissions Act that butchered several. And of course, they re-butcher. They just lay it on top. You know, they stack it like cordwood. They overkill. It's kind of like dropping 5 nukes on the same city. And then they had the John Warner Defense Authorization Act. And then now they've had PDD 51. Let me just tell you something. Mainline conservative and liberal scholars, mainline headlines, the father of Reaganomics, Bob Woodward, even Dianne Feinstein have said, we are going into dictatorship. This is dictatorship. Did you know? In fact, I've gotten so conditioned to this to just accept it. In fact, that's at my house. I forgot to bring it to the office. I'll have to Google it. And I print it again. Guys, do that for me, please. Because I can't talk and Google at the same time. I know some can. I can't. It's like talking and chewing gum. I guess I'm not. But the point is that 2 more congressmen on the Homeland Security Board went to the White House and said, we need to see your new PDD 50 plan. And they said, no, Congress isn't allowed to know about continuity of government. Congress was always in continuity of government, co-equal to the president. Now the president is wrongfully saying, now we don't even need to see the document because we know in his declarative statement of 51 of, what was it, May 9th of this year, he says Congress isn't involved in the continuity of government. It says it in paragraph 3. So believe me, man, I wish this wasn't true. And I wish the dollar hadn't been devalued by more than half. I am really mad about that. This is ruining my children's future financially. Pardon me?
You still have our rights as long as you abide by the law.
The government is becoming completely lawless. They don't follow the law themselves.
And how do they get away with this, though?
It's called tyranny, sir. It happens thousands of times in history. It is the norm. I mean, imagine a riverbed filled with thousands and millions of stones, and most of them are tan or gray or black, and there's one that has a big diamond in it, but what's your chances of finding that? You know, there's a diamond in that riverbed. Okay, one diamond. How are you going to find it? That's America. That was the Bill of Rights. It is incredibly rare jewel. Okay? I don't know how else to explain it to you. This is the norm. Stay there, Mario. We'll come back and continue to walk through this with you. Terrorism, terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step by step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video sheltering in place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at murkywater.com.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hey, Emily. Wow, you look great.
I feel great. I've been using MetaCleanse Colon Cleanse.
Really? What is it? How does it work?
Well, MetaCleanse is a natural fiber therapy with ground flaxseed, psyllium, and bentonite clay that eliminates toxins from the body. MetaCleanse is easy to use without being intrusive. You take 2 tablespoons of MetaCleanse powder, mix with water or juice, drink, and it does all the work for you.
That's it? Well, it sounds so easy and convenient.
It is easy. Plus, the FDA says flaxseed works to prevent cancer and helps with menopause, weight loss, irritable bowel syndrome, and constipation.
It helps with all of those ailments? That's amazing.
And the bentonite clay and MetaCleanse eliminates viruses and pesticides in the intestinal tract.
Wow. Where can I buy MetaCleanse?
A 1-month supply is available online at MetaCleanse.com. That's MetaCleanse.com. Or call 1-800-317-9547. That's 800-317-9547.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Mario in New York disagrees with me. Mario, spell it out. I mean, you said you think I'm exaggerating, and then you restated that, well, if you obey the law, you've still got your rights. Tell us your understanding of what rights are and how this country's supposed to operate versus what the president is doing.
I'm a law-abiding citizen, sir. I just think you exaggerate sometimes, especially on the whole Big Brother aspect when you mention infrared and stuff like that. Has that ever come to fruition?
Yes, sir. I mean, do you live in New York City?
Yes.
You're in the most surveilled city in the United States, and they have infrared. In fact, I have that news today. They have lip-reading software. They have face-scanning software installed on most of the cameras. So that's just mainstream news. And it's being used to control and track and trace the population. They have put all over the country cameras in the school bathrooms, sir. I mean, that's right out of 1984.
What about this guy, Corey Rowe? You said he was going to get tortured. You said he was going to get tortured, or
No, I didn't say he was going to be tortured. I said with a government that says they torture people, we've got to find out where he's at. There's no telling what they could do to him in the system. Are you saying people aren't beaten in the brig? Are you saying there aren't TV specials every day about jails where they torture and beat people, in many cases, to death out of hand? They've had, last time I checked, more than 25 deaths in the Travis County jail that are suspicious, right where I live. In fact, the Wackenhut prison outside town got shut down because they were raping and torturing the women and shooting videos of it. Just where I live, we're wallowing in that. So, again, it's that you're not aware of the type of things that are going on. Let me bring something else up to you, sir. Did you hear about the couple who had a flag on their house upside down, and so the cop came to their house and beat them both up and took them to jail. And admits, yes, and they're charging them with desecrating the American flag. Now, is that a police state when that happens?
I guess so. But did he come with a ski mask?
Are you saying that they don't come in the ski mask routinely?
No, I
don't know. The newspaper doesn't say. Let me ask you another question. It's in the Canadian news. It's also in a few U.S. newspapers that they're going to be having a meeting up in Canada coming up in 20 days, from the 20th till the 23rd, and that for 18 miles around the major town, no one is even allowed in without proper papers, and that there's no demonstrations or no media allowed, and media and others and different Canadian organizations are being denied access to even get hotel rooms in the town. Now, is that freedom? By the way, the U.S. military is going to be there.
That's the U.S.
The U.S. military is going to be there enforcing it. Excuse me, go ahead. Say what you were saying.
No, that's Canada. That's not the U.S.
No. It is the North American SPP, North American Union. They are setting the policy. They're inviting the U.S. up. This is joint policing, announced by NORTHCOM. We had Jerome Corsi on it. It's been in several publications. It's also in the Canadian news.
How are they going to put together this North American Union? You guys defeated the amnesty bill. How are they going to put this to paper?
Now, do you remember the media saying it was an amnesty?
Yeah.
So we had to go through several years of, they've been trying to pass it for 5-6 years, of first proving it is, and then we finally, remember the bill was secret, but then a senator leaked it, and oh my gosh, convicted felons were legalized. It said 5 years of no taxes, they were giving tax amnesty, pardons. It said if you were MS-13 or other gangs, that you could just sign a form promising not to do it again. Now, that was all in the bill, sir, and that's why it was defeated. Now, we were told we were liars there, too. Are you saying there isn't a move for a North American Union?
I'm not saying there isn't, but how is this going to come into fruition?
Well, see, through the bureaucracies, they're already issued in Texas alone North American Union IDs for business codes. They are standardizing the police and military and the FAA coordinates and the GPS coordinates. They're merging the laws and the regulatory systems. They're going to allow the Mexican government to run inland ports in San Antonio and Kansas City. See, the bureaucracy is separate from what you think of as the Congress and even the executive. They just do what the executive says, in many cases what they want, and this is a form of governance. Let me ask you a question. Do you know how the European Union was founded?
No.
First off, do you know about the European Union existing?
Yes, I do.
Well, some people email me and say it doesn't exist, so I just wanted to talk with you first about that. We have now the declassified release documents, hundreds of them, with the Treaty of Rome, the Treaty of London, the Steel Cooperative. And this is in 1946, and they're saying, well, we've got to say it's just a steel deal and a way to speed goods across borders, but really it's going to grow into a union. And it took them 30-plus years to really get it set up. Now, everything's accelerated now. They've been setting it up here for 20 years. You know, NAFTA was the really big kickoff in 94. And so we're already integrated in many respects. And in fact, I have, you know what, let me just put him on hold for a minute. I'm going to, oh, I've got so much here. I just had it. I just had the stories in front of me. But again, it doesn't matter if I document. It's just, it doesn't matter to people anymore. They just deny it and deny it and deny it. Where's my Gordon Brown stuff out of England? I wanted to cover that. Oh, here's an important one. Forgot about this one. Globalists admit U.S. workers suffering. I need to get into that. Where is my stack? I had my Gordon Brown stack here. I'll try to find it during the break. Sir, later in the show, if you'll stay tuned in, I will read to you where the mayor signed on to a North American union to integrate the countries. Hundreds signed on, but this one mayor got confronted of Oklahoma City, and now he's recanted and apologized. I also have where Gordon Brown wrote a secret letter to the head of the EU saying, don't let them know we're secretly integrating. We're just going to claim this is a trade deal, too. That's major British newspapers Saturday. We have SPP four-year documents we got via Judicial Watch suing to get them from last year's Banff Canada meeting in September, where they said we need to keep this secret from the public and use stealth integration to set up the North American Union. They say we're going to have a carbon tax to fund our government. It has nothing to do with climate. I mean, we have it. So if you won't go search it out when it's on the website every day. By the way, I'm looking at PrisonPlanet.com. This is on the main page today. There's still stuff up there from the weekend. Parliament's not voters to ratify new EU treaty. And then under it, let me click on it. I can't find the article, but I can actually go to the website. Prison Planet's crawling today. Here it is. Brown's EU fraud exposed by letter. The new European Union treaty has been designed to, quote, keep the advances of the old constitution that we were not have dared present directly. That's a direct quote. It goes on. Senior Brussels figure has admitted in letters, and it goes on. Hans-Gert Pottering, president of the European Parliament, and a close ally of the German Chancellor Angela Merkel, made the admission in a letter to Valerie Giscard d'Estaing, the architect of the discarded EU constitution. The people voted it down. The one time they were able to vote in Europe, they just come back with it. Mr. Pottering stressed the way the treaty, while complicated, would preserve the Constitution by a different, more indirect method. And it goes on to say, all Mr. Brown's talk about trust and consultation will be uncovered as pure spin if he does not keep his promise to give the British people the final say in the referendum, adding that the criticism of the government yesterday was a Labour MP withdraw the EU constitution, which was restricted by French and Dutch voters 2 years ago. And then it goes into more letters. But let me just go back here and read the Parliament. Parliament's not voters to ratify a new EU treaty. London Telegraph. The new European Union treaty has several hurdles to jump before it can become law. Ireland, where voters rejected the Nice Treaty in 2001, looks set for another vote next year. I'm assuming we will have to have a referendum. Bertie Ahern, the Irish Prime Minister, told opposition leaders last month. Ireland's shock 2001 rejection of the original treaty forced Dublin to seek an amendment, ensuring the country would not be dragged unwittingly into EU action. It goes on to talk about that, how they're bringing it in. I mean, this is just every day, how they're trying to do it by stealth. Listen, I got a lot of other callers that are holding here, Mario, but let's just say this. I wish that your idea that things aren't as bad as you say was true. Unfortunately, I don't have words to describe how serious this is. Anything else you wanted to add, Mario?
I think sometimes you say also statements or facts. I don't know if they're quoted, but you once said, President Reagan said that all the IRS tax isn't to help fund the country, but it goes to a New World Order fund.
Yes, that's exactly, yes. That's well known. I mean, that's been in hundreds of books and newspapers. Stay there.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its rechargeable LED lighting system, so it can be used as a night light or camp light.
Get the Berkey Light Purifier for only $279. Call New Millennium 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Ted Anderson from Midas. July 30th, 2007, gold $662.20. 20-ounce gold coins could be purchased for $683.60, $337.30 for half, $168.65 for quarter. That's $683.60, $337.30, and $168.65. 70% of China's 1 trillion reserves are in dollar, now purchasing 250,000 barrels of oil per day from Iran in euro. Japanese refiners buy 550,000 barrels, switching dollar to yen. Bad news for U.S. currency. China and Japan hold large positions in dollar. Trading equals permanent loss. Dollars fall into 65% of euro, erosion accelerates. Countries despise imperialistic policy of U.S., loss of confidence causing more selling. GAO is warning about the debt spiraling out of control. Why attack Iran? Jerome O'Carcy's Iran Leads Attack Against the U.S. Dollar document spells it out. Call 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being destroyed in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237 for O'Carcy's report today. That's 800-686-2237.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626. And express your freedom of speech today. Call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626.
I don't mind that I'm getting older, but my wrinkles made me too nervous to smile. It was those fine lines that formed around my cheeks and mouth, and those crow's feet over by my eyes. People were starting to think I looked unhappy, but really I was just embarrassed by those wrinkles. Then I heard about a product called Tautinol. Tautinol is a serum that goes directly on the skin to support collagen and reduce the appearance of wrinkles. And it works. I'm not afraid to smile anymore. Now it's your turn. Today you can get a full bottle of Tautinol. You don't need a prescription and you don't need surgery to reduce the appearance of those wrinkles. See what Tautinol can do for you and your confidence. It sure gave me something to smile about.
For your risk-free bottle of Tautinol, call 1-800-894-5152. That's 1-800-894-5152. Tautinol is the non-invasive way to reduce the appearance of wrinkles. Guaranteed. Call 1-800-894-5152. That's 1-800-894-5152.
I just spent about 2 minutes of that break looking for Ronald Reagan. I typed Ronald Reagan not one cent into Google, and I haven't found it yet. I will. He had a congressional commission in 81 look at the income tax, and his famous quote, I believe it's an exact quote, but serving memory here, listeners all know Ronald Reagan. They'll all call in with it in a minute. And he said not one red cent of the income tax goes to run the country. It goes to pay for debt with the Federal Reserve. And then he was quoting the congressional study he had commissioned. And so what I said last week was, and I remember saying it, or maybe it was 2 weeks ago, was even Ronald Reagan said that not one red cent of the income tax goes to run the country. And then I went on to say, no, it goes to the international bankers, our private Federal Reserve, that are pushing this new world order. And so, again, sir, I don't know. I mean, are you saying that not one red cent doesn't go to run the country? Are you saying the dollar hasn't been devalued? I mean, are you saying that he hasn't told Congress? Mario, it's real simple. Have you been to whitehouse.gov? Have you read PDD 51?
Yes.
Okay, what did you get from PDD 51?
It seems it's tyrannical. I asked a fellow politician who was campaigning around here in the area, and they said that can never happen.
So you went to one of the criminals that rules over you and constantly lies. I mean, a politician. I went and asked a politician. The politician. Let me talk for a second. The politicians are, we have hundreds of them, literally, are writing letters to their constituents saying there's no such thing as SPP or a move towards North American Union. Come on, man, I can't help you. Mario, I'm not trying to be mean to you, but have you heard, it's been in the Associated Press, that members of the Homeland Security Committee with high-level security clearances aren't allowed to see Bush's continuity of government plan? Have you heard that? I mean, anywhere in your brain, Mario, does that concern you?
Yeah,
but a local politician told you it can't happen here. The cliche of cliches. Listen, I appreciate your call. I can't help you, man. I got a headache now. It can't happen here. Just like a guy who walked up to me when I was at a pizza place picking a pizza up and said, "You're a liar. There's no such thing as cross species. Spider goats." And I didn't even argue with him. I just went, "Fine, man, whatever." He was like, got real mad that, "Hey, you heard me. Don't appreciate your lies." And I'm just sitting there thinking, you know, I'd like to rip your head off, sir. Get out of my face, you weak scum. A, I try to tell the truth. I try to do the best job I can and tell you exactly how bad it is. Sometimes I won't even tell you how bad I think it is because I don't think you can handle it. If anything, folks, I hold back. Now, I'm not mad at you, Mario. I'm just sad. But you know, somebody who calls me a liar when I've done the research and all I'm trying to do is warn people. I mean, they funded martial law last year for this year. Now, does that mean they're going to fully implement it or drop the hammer, pull the trigger? Whatever cliche you want to use, I don't know. But I got a job to report to you that they are lined up. I mean, it's like if a big army came and lined up on your border and was announcing it was going to invade you. You'd have a major problem if you didn't say, look, there's 10,000 army tanks lined up on our border with 1 million troops. If I didn't go on air and say, hey, they're lining up on our border and they're saying they may invade, I mean, I'd have a problem. And they are lined up, and they are saying they're going to go. And they've got paid people on government payroll to run around on TV saying martial law is coming, but that it's going to be a good thing. I mean, I don't know what to say to people like you. I don't know what I can do for you. I just know we're in for a world of hurt. And by the way, we always say we're in for a world of hurt. It's already here. I mean, have you seen the checkpoints and the cops coming out of our ears? We got hot and cold running cops, man. I mean, they're just coming out our ears. We're swimming. And I just am so tired of being proven right. I wish things would slow down and stop and reverse. But I got a sneaking suspicion we're all going to get to see it get a lot worse a lot quicker. And you'll still be in denial. Till they take your house or haul you off and then there won't be anybody to stand up for you, Mario. You could have fought for your country. You could have stood up, but you were just bred to be a slave.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network. We at The Bible Says want to alert the world to the topic of the Mark of the Beast. Soon it will be upon us as an overwhelming surprise. The world is pressing toward a forced one-world religion. The real issue behind this is the union of church and state nullifying our First Amendment. Americans will have to give up their peculiar beliefs and accept what the new world religious leaders prescribe. In 2005, President Bush signed the Real ID Act, which goes into effect May 11, 2008. Many people believe that this will be the mark of the beast because of the restrictive measures included, which seems to parallel the no buying and selling of Revelations 13, 17. In Revelations 14, 9, speaking of the mark of the beast, it says, "If any man worship the beast, take notice." It says, "Worship the beast." This issue is about worship, not economics. For a better understanding of this very important topic and to receive your three free books and a free DVD, call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715.
Many people have wondered what has happened to the once great United States of America, why the moral decay that has been taking place within it. The United States has been targeted for overthrow for world government. The United Nations has been established to redistribute the wealth of the world away from the United States, Great Britain, and Western Europe. You need to know, as a specific individual citizen of the United States of America, why these things are happening and what you can do about it. We'd like to offer you a one-year absolutely free subscription to Newswatch magazine. Just call 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Just call today. Our operators are standing by to take your subscription. It's absolutely free.
The Digestive Tract, a natural waste factory built within all of our bodies. Roughly 25 feet of tunnels designed to absorb nutrition and then dispel the waste. But what happens when the waste gets clogged up? More than 4 million Americans have frequent constipation, accounting for 2.5 million physician visits a year. Now there's AlloCleanse, an all-natural formula based on herbs and safe enzymes. AlloCleanse gently sweeps the entire digestive tract and supports comfortable, regular bathroom habits. You'll feel lighter, and you'll feel clean inside. And when you remove the waste buildup with AlloCleanse, you'll have more energy. Energy to use on other things, besides worrying about constipation.
For a risk-free trial of AlloCleanse, call 1-800-890-3525. Call in now to find out how you can get two free gifts with your order. Try AlloCleanse risk-free by calling 1-800-890-3525. That's 1-800-890-3525.
Yeah, this is a fitting song for Mario. Denial, my friend, isn't going to save you.
There must be some kind of way out of here. Say that joker to the thief. There's too much confusion. I can't get no relief. Businessman there, to drink my wine. Plowman, dig my earth. None will level on the mind. Nobody of it is worth. No reason to get in.
Truth Hour, trying to warn the people what we see. And as the enemy approaches the gates, as the enemy enters the gates, as the enemy bayonets us, our children, our women, our society, our name, right in front of our eyes, we still are in denial. Because the enemy blares from its trumpet a swan song, a siren song to mesmerize. Speak sweet nothings in our ear until we stand down and let the black waters of hell engulf our society. All right, let's go to the calls. I took 30 minutes out with that caller, and I apologize to the others, but he disagreed, and we were trying to explore that mindset. Politician told him it never happened here, and that's exactly why we're in so much danger, because even as it happens, people can't even recognize it, because they're still saying it can't happen here, because it is happening. And then as it fully comes into fruition, they'll still be in denial, saying it can't happen here, even though it did. Debbie in North Carolina, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. Maybe Mario will change his mind when they come to his door and bust it down and come after him with billy clubs over a misdemeanor that was overruled by the freaking Supreme Court anyway.
What happened? Has that happened to you?
Yeah, we're the people with the flag incident, the upside-down flag.
Oh, my God, I've been trying to get a hold of you. I had my producer on this. I wanted to have you for a full hour. Oh, Debbie, I wish you would have told the... we don't screen calls, which is a good thing, but it's also a bad thing because we never know people like you call in. You know, I had a sneaking suspicion with that Ron Paul sign in your house.
Yes.
And just the looks on your faces. I said, those guys are listeners. The last guy... who got roughed up and taken to jail. No, he didn't get roughed up. He got grabbed. He was a listener, too, but he wouldn't come on because his lawyer told him not to. So it's my listeners that are all... And then Mario's saying we're not in a police state, but then we are as people are being arrested. Oh, my God. I don't have the article because Trey, my producer, just ran out with it to call you guys again.
Mm-hmm.
Let me pull it up. Tell folks your name and who you are and what happened.
I'm Debbie Kuhn, and we live in Asheville, North Carolina, and we had an upside-down flag on our porch, and an officer came and busted down our door and came in. He did not beat us. He whipped out his billy club.
We were
inches from being beaten, but we ran out of the house.
Is that Kuhn with a C or a K?
K-U-H-N.
Okay, great. I'm just Googling. Go ahead.
The important issue here that you might be interested in is that the deputy that arrested us had just gotten back from Iraq, and his staff sergeant... The staff sergeant from the local National Guard stated on TV that he sent his buddy to deal with us. So he was on a mission. And... I can't say too much about it because just like the other person, our lawyer has said, don't talk about it. But, I feel so strongly about your show and your listeners that they need to know.
Yeah, no. Your lawyer is giving you bad advice. Remember the guy who got arrested for videotaping cops when they pulled him over?
Mm-hmm.
And they were going to, they charged him with felonies and they were laughing. Once we talked about the case, once we wrote an article at PrisonPlanet.com, it got national attention and the police chief dropped it and had to apologize. Your lawyer, I can just tell you right now, I was giving you bad advice.
Yep.
You do what you want.
I told our lawyer that I don't care if we go to jail or not, quite frankly. I just want this to go down. Well, I want these people to go down that are responsible for us. So I'm not concerned about saying the wrong thing and maybe having, you know, charge a stick or something. I'm not concerned about that.
Well, the newspaper reported that he did rough you guys up, so I guess that was wrong. Let's walk through exactly what you hung up, what you did. But here's the bigger story. Just like Mao had his little violent corps that would go after people, citizens to work with the police, just like Stalin had it, just like Hitler had it. We're now seeing this. The same thing happened with our other listener who hung a flag up, period. It wasn't even upside down. They just thought that was disrespectful and illegal to even have a flag and to be hanging, and they came and arrested him because a truck driver who had gotten out of the military called his buddy on the force. That's how it works. And they go, they're violating America. They don't care if the Bill of Rights is dying. They don't care if the Constitution is dying. They don't care if the very country's dying or the flag was made by slaves. So, I've got the headline now, arrested activists in row over flag protest. and alleged abuse by a Buckham deputy. Let's walk through exactly what happened, what he did. But the big news here is, and this is what needs to be in the article we're going to write at Prison Planet about this, is that he is, and he admitted his buddy called him from his unit, goes on the news and says, "I sicked him on her." And now he has to understand, he literally, like a pit bull grabbing the throat of a baby, grabbed the Constitution and America and everything we fought for directly by the throat when Americans are being arrested. And see, that's why they love these flag laws. Because once you get that, it's other things you can't say or do. So you've got the floor. I'm actually hyperventilating to have you on air with us. Debbie Kuhn, walk through what happened.
Well, let me say first about the military aspect of it. What's so disturbing about it is, you know, exactly what you've been saying, is that these people are trained over there to be killers, and then they come over here and they join the police force. They join the, you know, and he was a different man, you know, from what he was before, and he came back from Iraq. And it's like they have no business being in law enforcement. Because,
well, here's the deal. They've been searching upwards of 100 homes a day, kicking in doors. I mean, and I told everybody, and most of the new recruits are coming directly from Baghdad or from Bosnia or Macedonia or Africa, and hell is upon us. That's why they're now going to double the force again from 1 million, from 300,000 to over 2 million, and hell is now upon us. But and they've been in a country where if you're caught with even a newspaper you're not supposed to have, you go to a camp. So they've been operating camps. They've been but slowly. Go through the story. Tell folks what happened.
Well, it starts a week before because we put the flag out with nothing on it, and the local police came by, and who was very cool. And he said, "I just want to make sure everything was okay. You have
no, that's not cool.
Flight.
That's not cool. In America, cops coming around because of a flag you're flying. Folks, this isn't America." And now the FBI's announced tens of thousands of on-the-ground Stasi to, quote, fight terror and crime. Go ahead.
Well, basically, he said he was checking on us, make sure we were okay. And I asked him then, I said, "We're not breaking any ordinances or anything, are we here?" You know, and he said, no, you have a perfect right to fly that flag that way. No, you know, you have every right. We just want to make sure you're okay. Okay, that was awesome. Now, we started noticing gentlemen in fatigues around our house. And one of them came up to our door, harassed my husband about the flag. You know, "I don't appreciate, you know, you flying the flag that way. You know,
What is this idiot's name?
I do not know. We don't know his name.
Let me just warn everybody. They can't wait to come for us. Michael Savage talks about it every day. They got 20% of the population, folks, that want to man camps. I just want to let everyone, and folks, if it goes to that, you know what you got to do. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Well, and so the next thing we knew, the staff sergeant admitted taking photos of our house. So Wednesday morning, we were gotten out of bed with a knock on the door.
Now, this is another person, staff sergeant.
It took the photo.
Yeah, who was this?
The guy at the door was the deputy Scarborough from the sheriff's department.
So he showed up in camo?
No.
Okay, slowly go through because we're going to write an article about this. Okay, first you get one visit, then somebody in fatigues is running around your house. Describe
mm-hmm.
that.
The gentleman in fatigues came to our door and complained about the flag being flown upside down.
What did he say to your husband?
He basically said, you know, "I don't appreciate it. A lot of my buddies have died.
I'm a god. Yeah, I'm a king.
Yes.
You're not. Yeah.
Yes. But
okay,
they,
so let's just stop right there. Let's just stop right there, though. I got to add this. He doesn't care the borders are open and overrun. He doesn't care the dollar, which is the blood of the country, is being devalued. He doesn't care if our name's been destroyed. He doesn't care
why the flag is upside down.
Again, it's all little symbols and trinkets. Go ahead.
Yep. Well,
What else did he say?
I really don't know, Alex. I'm not sure. You have to ask my husband. He's not here right now.
I would imagine it was something like, "Well, I'll be back. We're going to get you."
Yeah. I'm not sure. I don't recall. But a couple days went by, and then Wednesday morning, we're in bed. We're awakened by the door. And I'm in my house coat. My husband threw on some clothes, and we go answer the door. And it is a sheriff at the door, sheriff's deputy at the door. And he said, "I'm here because you're you know, desecrating the flag. It's a violation of North Carolina statute." He hands us a computer printout paper with the statute on it. I'm reading it, and I'm going, you know, desecration. I'm going, wait a minute. This is a distress signal. We're not trying to desecrate the flag, you know, it's a distress signal. And then he says something about you can't pin pictures on the flag. That's actually. Something of the U.S. code.
And you had pictures that said, it is a distress signal, help your country, the upside-down flag.
With a picture of George Bush.
Exactly. And this is exactly what we need, folks. We are in Mayday level. All flags should be flown upside down.
Yes.
You idiots.
And
out
I believe
there.
There's a national movement going to happen with that. But but anyway.
That's it. I never put bumper stickers on. We are going to start selling American flags and that I'm going to have them printed up that say at the top, we'll sell them at cost, that say distress signal, help your country. And I'm putting them on my car.
Yes. Yes. Awesome.
Because he did this, we're starting. That's it. We're launching. Exactly. That's how we counter him. I'm sorry. Yes. Just when they viciously attack the heart of the country, I get mad.
Yes. Well, we were discussing the issue about it being desecration versus a distress signal, and he started just saying, you know, you're in violation of the statute. And I said, well, I'll take it down. I said, but if I find out we have a right to do this, it's going back up. I took the flag down. I put the flag in my home. I went back out to talk to the officer, and the next thing we know, it's, show me your ID. And we're like, why? What
should have never gone out, gone outside. You're
never,
just lucky he didn't.
He never said anything about you know, going to arrest you or anything, or I'm trying to issue a citation. Nothing. Very little was said. He said very few words. He was very nervous, very focused. And he,
yeah, tell us this guy's name. I mean, I have it in the article. And the Citizen Times says flag defiling charge ends in fight arrest. Now.
No, there was no fight.
Tell us what happened, sure.
It was Scarborough, Deputy Scarborough
mm-hmm.
is his name. And he said, hands behind your back. And we're like, are you arresting us? You know, we couldn't believe it. It's like,
he needs to be arrested.
What are you doing?
This is high treason. He needs to be arrested.
Yes. What are we doing? What's wrong? It didn't feel right. There was something not right about it. He did not conduct himself in a manner of, you know, just coming there.
Look, he's been in Iraq. He's been in Iraq running.
He was on a mission from his staff sergeant. And anyway, at that time we said, no. He kept insisting on the ID. And we're like, no, we're not going to show you our ID. And then
so it turns out the guy running around your property is his commander in the military.
I don't know if he's the commander. He is the one. He admitted taking the photo of our house, though, the staff sergeant.
But the point is, you said
he's commander, but there's some link there.
Yeah,
there's some link.
Yeah.
Obviously, they're buddies.
Well, it's the same thing. The gang members can be privates in the military, and they can order colonels around now.
Mm-hmm.
But that's a whole other gang mentality, so please continue.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's where it stopped. We said, this isn't right, something's wrong, because we listen to your show, and we know to look for these things.
Now, this guy is a hardcore enemy of the Republic.
Yes, and so we turned around, went back in the house, we tried to close the door, he put his foot in the door. We pushed on it. He took his foot out of the door, and we got the door locked, dead bolted with a lock. We walked away from the door. He's kicking the door several times, hard. And the next thing we know, the glass is flying. He unlocks the deadbolt, and he comes into our house after us.
So basically, he went crazy, and then he's got to tell a lie. You need to civilly sue him.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
We're going to give his phone number out. That's it. Okay, go ahead.
He pursued my husband to the back of the house. All the time, my husband is backing away from him. And he got my husband in the kitchen, got him in a chokehold, okay?
So he assaulted you.
Well, he got him in a chokehold.
Is your lawyer telling you to say that is an assault? That is a deadly form of assault.
Okay.
I can't believe how they tell you guys to speak. This is how the system works. That lawyer works there locally.
They're trying to tell us that because he was pursuing an arrest,
because he was
a right to break into our home.
And then manhandle you. Okay, so he starts the pleasure joking.
He's in a chokehold. I called 911. I said, an officer has broken to our home. He's assaulting our husband.
Look,
our civil rights.
I'm going to boil this down right now, and you can finish up in a minute. Okay. This is the political commissariat. You wanted to see what the death of this country looks like, folks, and you want to see a lot more of this. These mindless goons are everywhere. And they think it's our job to live like Iraqis and just bow down to them. And this punk has got another thing coming. So now he's choking your husband. You're calling 911. Go ahead.
Yes. My husband knows how to get out of a chokehold, so he got himself out. We're still in shock. And he walked away, and he turned around and looked at the officer. And it's like, what are you doing? The officer pulls out his mace, pepper spray. Mm-hmm. And my husband goes, Are you going to spray me in my house? You know, like I said, we're still in disbelief.
What did the god do next?
He puts his mace away, and he whips out his billy club, a telescoping billy club. He whips it out, and at that point, we ran out of the house. I ran into the middle of the street in my house coat, bare feet, stopping traffic, screaming for help.
Going, that's the way to handle it. Don't go like they went in Russia, yes, where they would come and you'd quietly get in the car and go away.
No.
No, we're going to, exactly, we're going to, yes, you're not doing this to America, you enemies.
Yes.
Man, I'm
right,
telling you, they hired Primakov, the former head of the KGB, and they hired Marcus Wolf, the head of the Stasi. They're running it all. We are so, do you realize how much trouble we're in, Debbie?
Yes, I do. I do. I absolutely do.
We are in. They're building camps.
Nine cars showed up. One police and several sheriff's cars showed up.
Enemies.
They whipped out their tasers. They said, get down. We're going to taser you. And I said to my husband, I said, honey, please get down. Please get down. Don't get tasered. So he got down.
In the future, they'll just have you kneel down and grease you right there.
Yeah.
Stay there. Stay there. We're going to be right back. This is hell on earth, folks. Two of our listeners in a month this has happened to. One of them just was had an anti-war sign out. Well, remember that? No, the young pastors had their child taken. The 7-year-old boy. They came and CPS'd him for protesting.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as trimethylenes, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw, stagnant pond water, into delicious, crystal clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon-222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements.
Get a 2-pack, only $99, or a 4-pack, only $188. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi folks, Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calvin Pure Soaps? They're all natural and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calvin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calvin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrate for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals, no animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calvin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
This is the end of the Republic, my friends.
This is the end. Beautiful friend. This is the end. My only.
The fall of the Republic. And see, it's, in Nazi Germany, it was all about flags and symbols. The flag symbolizes the Bill of Rights. your First Amendment. But see, the bigger news is here, they're being charged with assault on a government employee, resisting arrest, and rarely used charge of desecrating American flag. We've had listeners like Kelly Rushing arrested for giving the cops a Ron Paul video. And they went to court, and the jury found them not guilty, and then the cops got mad. They'll feel good sending you to prison for Ron Paul, folks. That was in the newspaper. Now, here it is, folks. The cop, and I see this all the time, you won't even resist them, but you'll get the charge if they don't like you of assaulting them. It is the Buckham County Sheriff's Deputy, Brian Scarborough. Buckham County, it's up there in North Carolina, Asheville, in the center of it. We're getting that phone number right now. I want you to call the Sheriff's Department. And also want you to, we're going to also get the county commissioner number. And this is serious. And you let them know this is a national issue. Because it's not just that he's a political officer and assaulted him. It's also that they now are falsely charging him. And, of course, they're going to try to make you plea bargain. You just shut up, Missy, and things go, well, I sure taught her a lesson, boss. We just all do like we do in Iraq. Things are going real well now. Let's go back to Debbie Kuhn. Debbie, please continue. So now you're on the ground. What happened next? Was there a celebration of evil when they arrested you, or what happened?
They did arrest us. They handcuffed us both and put us in the car. Mind you, I'm still in my house coat, naked underneath, with bare feet. And that shining light, one little star of light in this, Alex, and you're going to appreciate this, is that our neighbors all came outside, and they were asking the cops, they're going, what are they being arrested for? And the cops said, you know, go back in your house. This does not concern you. And our neighbor said, excuse me. These are my neighbors. This is my neighborhood. It does concern me.
By the way,
me.
You guys are middle-class professionals. They're in a nice, you know, neighborhood. I mean, it's going to get worse. I'll tell you, the cops are in trouble. Go ahead.
Yep. So anyway, we're kudos to our neighbors for standing up and also for getting on the line immediately when we were taken away. They got on the line and contacted the local news. They got on the web. They took action, and I think that's what really helped to get what truth got out. It got out quickly.
Now, was there any type of little comments? Because usually there's a celebration of the death of America. They like to have a little demon celebration. Were there comments in the squad car or once you got there?
First of all, we begged them not to let this deputy take us. We wanted someone else to ride in the car. We were, you know, that leery of this man.
They love it when you beg, by the way.
And
I bet he'll take the guy, black guy, crying and begging the cops out here this weekend in front of my office.
Yeah,
and I could see the cops were like just sucking the pleasure. Oh, the begging. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yep. And anyway, they did not. They they had us go down alone with this man.
What did he say once you were in the car with him?
He said very little. He always said very, throughout this whole ordeal, he said very little, which was one of the reasons that we were so nervous about this event.
I guarantee you in his head was the, you know, the song, at least I know I'm free and I'll stand up next to you. And he has no idea that the government he works for is literally killing the country right now.
Yes.
Did you say anything to this pea brain?
We did not, because at this point we realized that this was a really bad situation, and we weren't sure of all of our rights.
What about once you got there?
But we did not know what we were arrested for yet at this point.
Did you ever hear him have talks about what do I charge him with? How do I get him?
Yeah, we did ask him, you know, what are we charged with? What are we arrested for? And that he told us in the car. That's it. That was all of our conversation.
Stay there. I want to hear about that and the rest of this, and I want to get you up for a full interview soon. They're getting me the phone number. Ladies and gentlemen, I hate to do this every week, but these issues are coming up. By the way, I'm ordering bumper stickers right now, upside down flags. I'm going to give it to all our listeners.
This broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.